What's happening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages? Will Hayes, the habitual line stepper from The Smoke here. I just want to let you know about a dope podcast that we here at The Smoke have been listening to. It's called The Non-Experts Podcast, hosted by Romero and Chris. Basically, two dudes who have absolutely zero business telling other people what they think. But thank goodness that they do, because we get a fantastic journey into the nonsensical, the bizarre, and the funny side of popular culture. Definitely a podcast that we over here have been enjoying, especially the This Week in Florida segment, where they just take a headline from a Florida newspaper and they comment on it. And you know Florida, crazy as hell, something in their water. These two dudes from the Non-Experts Podcast, crazy as hell too. Funny as motherfucker too. The Non-Experts Podcast is on all your streaming platforms. I hope you enjoy it when you listen to them. Tell them that The Smoke sent you. We out.
This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where the hustlers at?
Where the hustlers?
Where the hustlers
at? Where the hustlers?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke.
Smoke, 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 smoke.
And smoke, without any further ado.
What up? It's your boy Idol, aka T, aka Tim Four Hat T, aka Big E. I only been there once, but they already call you man Mr. Vegas.
Kill him with the nose.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Let's say it again for the niggas in the back.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy. A.K.A. Money Making Mitch, A.K.A. Trinitron Don, A.K.A. Swing Low.
Fear a nigger.
Sweet Chariot.
Fear a nigger.
A.K.A. 2 years older, two years wiser. A.K.A. Greasy E.
Cooling in the street in my 6'4".
A.K.A. 4Cam bringing you that 4D dimension.
Yo, AKA listen, I see you holding that phone in my face like that.
I have
that.
No choice.
Like you have.
I have no choice.
My thing is like this. You have your AKAs off by heart. So you reading it off the phone is like, you doing that on purpose. You grinding something there.
I was fucking up the order sometimes and forgetting integral shit. I can't be forgetting shit. A.K.A. 4Cam bringing you that 4D dimension. A.K.A. where the weed at? A.K.A. the nigga that bring the bottle. The nigga that lead a bottle, reppin' that smoke, my state to the line straight. Run up, get done up, nigga.
Don't make me have to raise your son up, nigga.
Yeah, and who am I chillin' with?
It's your boy Will Hayes, a.k.a. the habitual line stepper, Willie Camozzi.
Murderer.
A.k.a. the aristocrat, because we drinking with our pinkies up.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers. We clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Yeah.
A.k.a. the mayor.
Hear ye, hear ye.
The ombudsman.
Town quarters in session.
The town crier.
That was, yeah, redcoats are coming.
Town quarters in session.
Yeah, exact, boy.
Illuminati Giuliani. A.k.a. I'm knocking on some. Oh, yeah. The truth is out
diddly,
there.
Diddly, diddly, diddly.
A.K.A. I'm knocking on some doors and I'm looking for some whores.
Whores here.
Knock on it.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. Watch out for the fourth
exactly.
cam.
Exactly. See that? This nigga planned that. Whores here.
Will Hova's witness.
AKA, amen. Hallelujah.
A.K.A. my mouth is a curse, but my tongue is a blessing. The shorty acts up, I'm going to teach you that lesson. The silver tongue gorilla.
Rah. Rah.
I forgot. You don't say anything after that. You say after everything. But A.K.A.
Beware of the ramshacks.
The last Boy Scout, a.k.a. you can.
Call me Mr. Chimney.
Because I bring the smoke in many flavors.
Young Shisha, Harry Hookah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. The cut in the cut. Feeling cozy.
It gets a little hot in this
feeling
motherfucker.
Good? No, I feel good, actually. I think the other room was hotter.
Yeah, a little bit?
A little bit.
Relocated.
We actually have a little bit of air.
Get the air flowing. We are relocated.
For now, yeah.
For now, we're relocated. How was your week? How was your couple of weeks? We took a week off.
Yeah, we did. We did. You weren't feeling well. So I actually should be asking you, how are you feeling, my man?
I'm feeling good. I had the extra bubble guts, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the heebly-jeebie guts, fam.
Oh, really? I just thought you were, like, hungover.
Nah. I drank.
Oh, okay.
I drank, but I wasn't, like, it wasn't hungover. I was, like, because I was cool, but I needed to, couldn't, like, I didn't want to be away from my house. You know what I'm saying? I needed
home
field advantage for the day.
But I was. What?
On Saturday?
Yeah, my point
was. Oh, yeah, you were coming here. I don't know. I just didn't. Well, shit. I was shitting all day, nigga.
I know. I
forgot.
This nigga might have to pee, and I can't risk that.
It's like, oh,
that's why I love two bathrooms. If you're ever at my house and I'm like, I'll be right back, and I go to the bathroom upstairs,
yeah,
you know, shit getting wrecked.
You tearing it up. See, I don't care.
I'll wreck the downstairs when guests are there because I got that luck, like, especially with girls or something. They'd be like, can I use that right away? And I'm like, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually, it's kind of broken in there. Here, use the upstairs one. So now I'm just like, yo, I'll be right back.
Yo, you ever like, I've been to this girl's house and she cooked and the shit didn't agree with me. And she was like on Calgary housing and her bathroom was like right there.
Like
right
you
there
hear
in her apartment.
Anything.
Everything, just right. One. And it was just like, I'm like, and I tore that shit the fuck up.
That's
like,
crazy.
You know, and you know, like, you in there for a hot minute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You turn the fan on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're.
Yo, if people are at my house and like a minute, they're just like, yo, can I use your washroom for a second? And the thing is the fan in my downstairs bathroom, it's loud than a motherfucker. So it's just like, and I'm just like, oh shit, niggas,
someone's
fucking my shit up. Anyways, what were you saying? Anyways, Bubble Guts at the chick's house.
Oh yeah, Bubble Guts. So I tore the fucking bathroom all the way the fuck up.
Oh,
you know what
shit.
I'm saying? I didn't.
Did she accept it or was it?
It was
awkward
cool.
Afterwards?
Like sat down and watched the rest of the movie, but it was like one of those things where it's like it was such, like it was her cooking just killed my gut so bad. I didn't even feel clean enough to fuck, bro.
What'd
like
she,
after the movie,
oh,
I'm like,
really?
I want to go home now.
Like,
yeah.
Like Martin said, you didn't want like shit balls in the bed and shit.
Oh yeah, shit balls, rolled up toilet. Like it was like it was a double flusher, bro. Like it was
double.
Shit.
I don't think I've ever had that in life, and I've had some battles.
Flusher. Yeah,
but to flush twice, I've had courtesy flushers. Where I'm just like, God damn, flushing once just cause, like, but never like, it's so monstrous it creeps back from the depths.
I don't know if it crept back, but I flushed. that was descriptive. I flushed, and then you know what I'm saying. I wash up, I look, and I'm like, oh, it did,
still,
all didn't go.
Yeah, you know what it's like. All that. You know what it's like. Shit flakes.
Yeah,
it's still left,
yeah.
And you're like, how?
What the fuck?
It's just like this. Yeah, yeah. This is. Yeah, let's move on.
You know what I'm saying? We're in the 20th fucking century. You
I know. What
that.
The fuck?
That's I like funny. those industrial toilets. Those is like shit.
Yeah, where it's just like scary shit, like the airplane shit.
Yeah,
where it's just like gone.
You know, we could flush. What was that? Remember Pete the Plumber?
Yeah, yeah.
And he
yeah.
had this commercial, and he was like flushing like. Tangerines, like this one industrial style home toilet. He's like, it could take tangerines. Da da da. I'm like, bro, but can your pipes?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It goes down
that's
the toilet,
like,
but there's still pipes.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Like, that's what shit's getting fucked up. So,
you know what I mean.
So what? How was your week though? So you feeling better? That's good.
Yeah.
My week was good. It was busy as fuck. Got the new dishwasher. Got me a PS5.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's feeling good.
That's dope.
Shit runs good. I got hooked up. So.
So.
Wait. Before you say, I got to be sure. Before you say where I got it, we can't say where I got it.
Oh, yeah.
I found that out yesterday because I was like, yo, man, I want to give you a shout out. And he's like, nope. Told everybody I didn't get any. You're one of the few.
But,
so I was like, okay. I won't blast.
So is this because the cougar that you slept with to get the PS5 doesn't want her name out?
Yeah. You can say that. Yo, I would be proud, though. I'd be like, yo.
You know
if that's
saying?
How I got it, I'd be proud.
Took the teeth out. Did your thing.
Hey, 2K, the lights is off.
2K21. I don't know.
The 2K shit looks crazy, though. I'm sure the next Madden's going to be crazy. No, I'm excited. Sometimes I do like to get my shit day one. I know a lot of people are always like, oh, I like to wait until they iron the. I'm like, nigga, I'm playing on my fucking day one launch PS4 right now. The only thing I was mad about is that I missed all the PS Pro and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So my shit was old when it was old. Like, that's probably why the games were chugging, right?
Yeah.
Because they're made for PS Pro at that point. But no, I like to just get it over with. Like, I got my next generation, man, mm-hmm. CN7.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
like,
we still waiting to get that. We still waiting to get the Xboxes. And like you said, man, we still got the day one Xbox One.
Yeah,
you
so all mean? The people who... You know what I noticed? It's like niggas who wanted it but didn't get it.
Yeah.
They're always like, I don't fuck
I'm
with that day one shit.
It's like, it's
like, you fucking. What dude? There was one dude. I got those auctions and shit. He kind of was like that because I was like, yo, I got that PS5 locked. He's like, I never go early. There's no games or nothing. And I was like, yeah, but I got hooked up and it was cheap. And so I'm happy. He's like, yeah, I also couldn't find one. I'm like, yeah, that's the fuck.
Tell the truth. Nigga.
Exactly.
Tell
you
the truth. Nigga.
You couldn't get it.
You couldn't
and
find
I feel
it.
You. Hey. There is no games,
yeah.
Right? Like, I got Miles, but Like I said, I saw what they did. Like, my favorite game is Borderlands. I saw the improvements they did. So I was like, you know what? I'll play that till next-gen titles come out. I did Grit Miles just because I had to see what the PS5 is about, and it is crazy.
Yeah, I might come over just to play that because I still fucks with the Spider-Man on the PS4.
Oh, yeah, and it's basically that, but Miles.
Miles Morales,
like, the swinging, the combat with just really good visuals and shit. You like it a lot.
That's dope. That's dope. That's the only thing that that sucks about PlayStation and Xbox.
When they do their exclusive bullshit because they got a battle. Yeah, I know. I'm sick of that.
And the other exclusives, like, they're a lot of the exclusives that come out on each console are really, like, niche genres. Like, if you a Halo fan, you're getting the Xbox. If you're whatever the other exclusives that come on PlayStation, you're getting that. But Spider-Man's, like, a universal
game.
That's what I... You know what I mean?
I was just about to actually bring that up. I was like, why would they put such a widely accepted title as an exclusive?
Yeah.
But they might... I could see them releasing it for Xbox later. Maybe. Yo, I'm down with that kind of exclusivity.
Oh, like, yeah.
If you're a company, you want to be proprietary, you want to have good shit... You know, so maybe, yeah, the Spider-Man comes out for the first 3 months on PS, but the Xbox niggas get it eventually.
Yeah.
I'm down with that kind of exclusivity.
Yeah, and that'd be cool, but I know Sony's not going to do that because Sony...
They're greedy as fuck.
They're greedy as fuck, and look at Marvel had the battle
against
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They made the nigga.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, but you sold the nigga because you were broke. That's the problem. You got to watch out. No, but fucking, I agree 100% sometimes. And like you said, Halo was made by Xbox Studios. They're not going to put that on PS3 after any amount of time. So I get it. I get the exclusives, but I agree. Spidey?
And Microsoft Studios bought Bungie. So there's going to be a lot of dope shit like with that Game Pass. So I know PlayStation has a Game Pass type thing. It's like PlayStation Now or something like that.
Okay, so it's got PlayStation Plus and it's got PlayStation Now.
Right.
Or PlayStation Now is their on-demand system, which I don't fuck with.
And PlayStation Plus is just like Xbox
Live.
You get free games every couple of months.
You can play online certain games, because certain games, they gate it behind PS Plus, Borderlands being one of them.
Yeah.
But what I do like is that they give you 2 free games a month.
Yeah, that's what I like too.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes I've tried shit and just been like, why not? Shit's free, right? And then you get to keep the game until you're not on PS Plus anymore. So it's not even like at the end of the month they take it.
That's how I got Grand Theft Auto 5 for Xbox, right? Because I had Grand Theft Auto 5 for PlayStation.
Yeah.
Had it for like a hot minute, stopped playing it.
Yeah.
And then Xbox Live is like, we're giving it away for free. And I was like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. And then I'll try it out. And then you get back into it, right? No, I actually love the free little games. Like, I lost it because it was on the PS4, but a couple months ago they had Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah.
You can't transfer the games over? Or go into the library. I know on PlayStation, don't they have the library? You just go to your library to own games and just download the...
Actually, you know what? I don't know if... Okay, so there is that, and that section is there in Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Street Fighter's there, though.
Oh.
Because, like I said, it was a limited PS Plus title.
Right.
And maybe if I'd have uploaded it or did something... Because all I made sure was my save games.
Oh, so
that's
you
all
even
I
checked,
gave a fuck about, right? I didn't care about anything else. I wasn't even thinking about Street Fighter. I initialized my old PS before I thought about it. I was like, oh, shit. But I still might be able to access it.
Yeah, I think it's still, because I know.
As long as my subscription's active, right? I might be able to, so.
Yeah, just go into the library and it'll say own games and just download them again, I think.
Yeah, because that's what I did with Borderlands right away, right? Yeah. And then all my Sims expansions.
Sims expansions?
Hey, man, it fleshes out the game.
Green diamonds. That's dope. That's dope that you get the PlayStation.
Yeah. No, I'm happy with it. It's good. We're having a lot of fun with it, so.
Yeah.
Definitely dope.
You definitely got to give us some reports on some of the games that you played. And
oh, yeah, for sure. Well, right now, like I said, I had to wait on my Borderlands shit because they fucked up on a couple things. Launch shit. But no, I'll definitely tell you. And when you finally get that Xbox, nigga, you got to tell me the good titles.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Which I'm going to come play it because I want to play some exclusives and shit.
Oh,
I want to
we'll
feel how it feels. Yeah.
We'll be here. We've been fucking with the Call of Duty Black Ops, the Cold
War. That's the new one that just came out, right?
The new one that just came out. Yeah, how we got that launch. It's dope. It's pretty dope.
Is it?
Yeah, launch day glitches. And of course, because what is it? Treyarch Studios was doing it with another studio, and the other studio left, so they had to push it out early or anything like that. So there's a lot of stuff that isn't in there yet.
Oh, okay.
But as far as like a Call of Duty game, this one's dope.
Okay.
Yeah, we fucking it all the way up.
Yeah. I saw it. You're gaming and fucking, apparently.
Okay. That's all we do, gaming. We got this shit set up in the living room, 2 TVs and shit.
Yeah, no.
With a little monitor.
Dope. That's the life for me. That's how I'm living.
I'm
living that. I'm living Will 2.0 though, because I don't even have kids.
Yeah, and you got 4 cams.
So
I got 3 cams and 17 kids.
Sometimes, like, I don't even have to wait for nothing.
Yeah, it's like, yo.
I'm just saying.
That's like Will 2.0.
Serious midday fucking,
for real,
fucking
on the couch.
Happen like
fucking and napping
every weekend, man. It's just like, you want to go lay down? That's the code word. You want to go lay down for a sec?
There you go.
Yeah, I could use a nap. Fuck, pass out.
I've been reading through, like, I try to get stories and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, because I read a Dear Amy once.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
algorithm always throws it into my shit, right? So now yeah. I leave reading it all the time. But I
into
came
into what? Where are you reading these stories?
Google News.
Oh, Google News. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and that is a gift and a curse.
It is,
because if you start reading certain shit, they'll start feeding
into
you
your
that,
algorithm.
Which is dope.
Yeah.
But then you read the Dear Amy one time,
and
listen, don't
hit the mic when
you
air quote. When you saw the air quotes,
I'm not used to it yet. I'm
gonna read this Dear Amy to you, and I want you to give your advice, like Dear Idol.
Absolutely.
Because this one I read and just, I laughed my ass off.
Okay, sweet.
This is hilarious. It's like, okay, Dear Amy, I've been with my husband for 3 years. He's white and I'm black. His parents are wonderful to me and often go out of their way to help us. They treat me just like their own daughter. Unfortunately, they have a dog named Danny, who is, in quotes, mean, according to them. There are 5 other dogs that live in that house. That's nasty. That's too many animals
That's
in the
way
house.
Too many dogs.
Too many animals in the house. They all love and enjoy the attention I give to them, but Danny has always been wary of me. I try giving them treats and approaching him the way they recommended, but he avoids or barks at me. I've never done anything to warrant this negative attention. At this point, she's putting too much emotion into the emotion that she thinks a dog yeah. has for her,
yeah.
I think. For the longest time, I thought he was just mean until I went to pick up my son, who's age 4, and was at the house. He's biracial and light-skinned. When I arrived, my son was hugging the dog like an old friend. I can't get this dog, and I can't even get this dog to sniff my hand. This past weekend, Danny bit me when I put my hand out for him to sniff. Bitch, you should know. It's been 5 years, bitch. Don't put your hand out for Danny no more. You know what I'm saying? You ain't the hand that feeds him. He didn't break my skin, but he clearly meant to hurt me. He did. You understand? Like, this, yeah. like, that dog meant to hurt me, but he didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do because my in-laws just brush it off. My feelings are hurt. I'm not comfortable over there anymore. Now, this is what got me. Is this dog racist? This is a real question. How should I handle this? This is what she asked, Dear Amy. Is this dog racist, and how should I handle this? So I'm taking this whole question.
Yeah.
And I'm passing it to Dear Idol.
Okay. So in my mind, a dog could have like certain preferential shit.
Yeah.
Right. Like maybe. Certain things for whatever reason put him off. It might be white skin, but that I don't think he could be racist because he can't fucking comprehend
yeah.
what a race is.
Exactly.
So he either is reacting to stimuli or not reacting. That's why mm-hmm. a dog's a dog. Like, that's why he's eating the same food for fucking 15 years till he dies. Like, he doesn't have the cognitive fucking. I get it. He might actually be. I don't even know if I want to use the word discriminatory, but he might have a preclusion to your skin color.
Yeah.
But not because you're a Karen. Like, just because
no,
he doesn't
no,
like
she's
that.
Black.
Oh, sorry. But, or whatever the yeah, case. Yeah, yeah. My point is that not because you're a nig, but just right. because maybe he just doesn't like that tone. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think dog, from being a dog owner and seeing dogs and how they react, they just don't hold grudges a lot.
No, and I feel like unless the family trains the dog to bite niggas,
yeah,
the dog's not just going to bite you because you a nigga.
And even if they did that, the yeah. dog is trained to bite someone with brown skin, not yeah. a nigger. Like, that's the thing. Like, you're putting too much on the dog already. Like, to think that dogs know what the fuck is going on. Like, yeah. and I'm not saying dogs aren't smart, can't be trained and all that. I just mean, like, they would say that that's one of the main things that really separates humans from animal is the fact that we can contemplate things. They can't.
Yeah.
They're just running off base instincts, right? I get a treat every time I bite someone with that toned skin, so I want treats.
Right.
That's
exactly.
as far
yeah,
as the
yeah,
dog's
yeah.
mind goes, man. Like, I had to learn that when I got a dog because I never had a dog as a little kid. I was a traditional nig. Like, my yeah. parents said, no, I wasn't allowed to have a dog. So when I first got the dog, I really read a lot of books because I really didn't want to torture a dog. Like, I didn't want to just be like, I don't know how to feed the nigga. Like, I didn't want to torture the dog. I never had one. I was like, let me get some fucking Dogs for Dummies books and just yeah. read up to make yeah. sure that I can train and have a good dog. And that was one of the things that they say in those books early, which made my whole dog handling career better was is that dogs can't think about some of that shit as deep as you think. So if you get a new couch and the dog bites it up, the dog didn't bite up your new couch. He doesn't know what a couch is.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it's new. He doesn't know it's expensive. Like, you got to take all that away from the dog, right? Yeah. Like, you're putting too much on a dog when you think he can really fucking comprehend certain things, right?
So you ever be at somebody's house and they get mad at their dog for doing dog shit?
Yeah.
Like, the dog's being a dog, like how a dog bees, and the motherfucker's just getting frustrated. It's like, bro, that's what a dog does.
Yeah.
It's like dog barked a little bit. Stop fucking barking. Yeah. That's what the fuck that's a dog does.
Exactly. If you can't handle, if you get so much pent-up anger because the dog is wiling out while you're trying to feed it.
Yeah.
Don't have a dog. Dogs are always going to wile out when you're about to feed them. That is how, that's their base instinct. Is
and you can
food.
Train them not to.
As best you can.
As best you can. But then at the end of the day, so that's exactly to your point as well. If you don't want a dog doing something, train it not to.
Exactly.
And I don't think yelling at a dog and hitting, kicking a dog is going to train the dog.
You never kick the fucking dog.
They say
all you're doing is making a dog afraid of you.
Exactly.
You're not
which isn't good.
Nothing else. No.
Because you can sleep, you're dead.
Yeah. Or just, there's other little times, like, what if the dog got out of the yard?
Yeah.
And you're like trying to get him. You think he's gonna fucking come?
Yeah,
to you?
Dog's like, nah, you'd be beating the shit.
Nah, he'd be scared, right? You don't want to create that kind of situation. Like, my dog, she's old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just hit like 14, 15.
Yeah.
And so, and some of her training is lax. And at this point, I'm like,
as long as you're eating, the nigga live. Still shitting
like,
outside.
How long do you, like, I'm sorry, this is morbid and I love the dog. It actually will kind of choke me up to think of this dog going
away.
But
the
fact is a 16-year-old fucking pity.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have all the time in the world, so at this point I'm just like, you know what, do whatever the fuck you want. You're old, you have been a fucking good dog for like listened hella obedient for mad years. Part of her disobedience now is because she's kind of going deaf,
so she can't
hear. So it's like, at first I felt real bad. Because I was that nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you, dog? And then one day, I can't remember, I was like literally right behind her. And I was like, yo. And didn't turn around. She turned, saw me. And I was like, oh, shit.
You deaf.
Can this dog hear very well? And then once I understood that, I was like, oh,
and that was going to be my next question. Is like, how can you tell if your dog is deaf?
Well, because actually it wasn't me. Because I do all the same actions and the dog follows it.
Yeah.
Because it's the training. It wasn't until I went out of town and I let my buddy hold the dog. And then he was like, I think she's deaf because I was calling. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. And then I guess him and my, because my buddy who held the dog has been my friend for like 20.
Yeah.
And he lives with one of my friends who's also been my friend for 20. Right.
Okay.
They were like, did tests and like held the dog. And so I tested the dog when I got home. So what I did was, is I told the dog to go sit down and I put some food down and I looked away and I was like, go get it. And she didn't move. And I was like, no, this dog is food driven.
Yeah.
If she didn't go, she can't hear it. Yeah. So, and then I went like, did the hand and she went right for it. And I was like, no, dog hearing is going. So it's tough though, because like the other day she got out and how do you even call the fucking dog? Right? Like, how do you even?
She got out of the yard.
Yeah, she got out of the yard. My dad left the gate open.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I was like, because he was helping me with the dishwasher. And I was like, I called him. I'm like, yo, you left the gate open and the dog's gone. And then he's like, oh, shit. I'll be right back. So he, like, drove back. And actually, this is some karma shit. I was laughing with my girl there because I was like, because his eyes are bad now because he's a little bit older, right? So I was like, man, this guy's, how's he going to help me find a fucking dog? This guy can't even see. He let the dog out. We're never going to find a dog. 10 minutes later, I found her. I was like, that's what you get.
Of course,
he's the one with the eyes and shit. He's the one. And that's lucky.
Because
she doesn't wear a collar. Like, she's old. Like, I just have had her for so long. She doesn't escape. Like, you know what I mean? So, nah, but yeah. Fuck. So my answer is, in summation, the dog is not racist.
No.
The dog has been either trained or that's its character. Like, sometimes dogs bite other dogs. That's how they are. They're just aggy. All dogs have a different temperament.
Yeah.
You know, different preferences. So, nah, the dog ain't racist. The dog, I don't even think the dog knows what a fucking race is.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
but that just fucking, First of all, it's like, listen, black girl, like, not everything is about race.
Yeah, sometimes people are going a little crazy with that shit nowadays. Like
if you're going to start off and say, yeah, my in-laws love me, treat me like one of their own children, da-da-da-da. Well, you know that racism doesn't exist in that house.
Yeah.
Like, number two, but the dog's just like, I hate niggas.
Yeah, no. And you never even know. What if it was like, back in the day, like, just some fucking black African nigga, like some jet black nigga, just beat the dog mercilessly.
Right?
Like, every morning on the way to work. Like, I don't know. You just never know what happened to the dog to make him so aggy.
I think she's just emitting some fuck with me energy.
True that.
You know how some people just get around dogs and they're just like,
they're aggy. Like, yeah. They get
nervous or something. Like, because they have a past experience with
the dog. Exactly. Because I used to be a lot real nervous around dogs, and dogs would treat me like that too. Yeah. Like, I was the nigga who would always be like, whoa, did he just snap at me?
Yeah.
And the dog would be like, because I was so fucking just like, oh my God. Oh my
God. Because they sense that, because they think that you're a threat now because you're not acting like a normal human.
Yeah. And then after I had a dog, like, my first dog was a lab, and he was like 75, 80 pounds. And then that's when I really realized, like, yo, I'll fucking kick a dog, nigga. Like, come at me.
No, listen.
Not because I'm mad at the dog.
The look on your face is real diabolical, dog.
Yeah.
He was like,
because you know why? Because,
like, you got some.
Yeah, because I used to be afraid of a dog, and now I'm like, run up on me. Like, I fucking know exactly where to kick a dog now after having a dog. Like, I just know how to keep a dog at bay.
Don't kick a dog, but now you're like, I know, but if you need to, I know exactly where to kick a motherfucker.
My point is that just because I wrestled with my other dog and I really started to realize how weak a dog really is. Like, look, when you're afraid of a dog.
Your face did it again.
That was not diabolical, though, this time. It was more understanding.
This was more of like.
It was more of understanding.
Sure.
Well, just because after a lifetime of being afraid of dogs, the liberation knowing I could fuck a dog up was great. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm free.
And now dogs love me.
He called it the liberation.
It was. It was liberating, guys. Like, you were tied down
with the thought that you're going to die by the hands of a dog.
Yeah, because my one buddy, like, I had one buddy who had a fucking big-ass German Shepherd, like, big.
Yeah.
And that dog tortured me, and they laughed. And nowadays, I'm like, I'd kick that motherfucker. Like,
that ain't your
don't
friend.
Even
nah, that ain't
What's
even
that?
Your, that ain't your friend. Anybody that motherfucker that, like, oh, he ain't thinking about biting you, and this dog sitting in the corner drooling, smiling at you.
Yeah, it was the meanest dog guy. And everybody, but the dog got good with everyone else except me because I was afraid of fuck of the dog, right? Like, I get it now, right? So that's the liberation I more mean. Shedding that fear.
Yeah.
Now I have a better time around all dogs, and dogs actually love me. Like, a lot of times dogs, like, if you have a puppy, there's a good chance he'll try to follow me out when I leave because of just the way I treat dogs. I don't know. I read all those books.
Are you jacking off the dog like Joe Budden?
What?
Joe Budden jacks his dog off.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it says, like, if your dog ain't, if you're not, like, studding your dog out.
Yeah, then you should, like, help him out.
Yeah, jack off your dog, yeah.
Yeah, that's not me.
No.
No. Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all.
I don't get how you, like, with his hand and shit?
I didn't ask him.
I know, but I feel like clarifications need to be made. Cause
I posted it on the YouTube once, and I think that's the reason why we may be forever in the position that we are. Because
you
called out Joe Budden for jacking his dog off.
That's kind of weird, though.
It is. But I'm not jacking. I wouldn't jack off a dog.
No. No. Not myself. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, if there was, like, a service because they found that the dog's life was extended because he's not getting some sort of prostate problems. Like, I would take him to a dog milker, but I would never just sit there and fucking red pinky in my hand and shit. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. You brought it up. You deserve that image, nigga.
Yo, but can you imagine that was your job title?
Dog jerker?
Yeah.
That'd be the worst.
No, I
would I ain't doing it.
That's nasty.
I ain't doing it.
Bruh. Okay. Can't even segue from that. But 2020 has been a year.
Yes.
It has been a year.
Yes.
Probably should have started with this, but I'm horrible.
States, it feels like a good segue.
They have a new president.
Do they? I don't know. They're fucking the conspiracy is strong on this one.
Count all the votes except for in the states
I'm losing in. Yeah,
then
exactly.
Stop the count.
The states I'm winning in, keep counting. The states I'm losing in, stop counting or whatever. Or was it the other way? I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, the United States government, the United States electoral process is like a reality show.
Yeah.
And we're all watching. I watched.
Well, you know what? I would almost go as far as to say, too, like, Trump is doing that right now.
Yeah.
I get what he's doing and why he wants to contest it, and everybody's mad, like all the conservatives, but if you discredit your own democratic process that bad, I don't know how you feel like it's supposed to recover, right? As far as like credibility.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just basically said everything is all fake. Everything's fake. Mad fraud. You just fucked up. Like, how are people even voting after this?
And you flipped it a total 180 from when you won.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing now is what you were accusing who you beat 4 years ago of doing.
Exactly. Because the fact is, and that's why when people are surprised, like, were you really surprised that the nigga didn't do this? Like, he did it. Yeah. He already said he was going to.
Oh, yeah.
He said he was going to from the get-go. So, I don't know, man. I just think that, first of all, I looked into a lot of the supposed voter fraud, and a lot of it's bullshit.
Right.
A lot of it's bullshit, man. This is a fucking this is a Hail Mary.
He's trying. He's trying to Brett Favre
so hard. And
not Brett Favre. Who's the dude with Green Bay now?
Aaron Rodgers.
He's trying to Aaron Rodgers that shit.
Yeah, he's just throwing him hails. But I do feel like there's a little bit of an op going on, because I think that what he's trying to do is, supposedly, if there's still court cases and shit like that, mm-hmm. it goes against the Supreme Court in like on December 14th.
Okay.
So I think he's postponing trying to get it to the Supreme Court, because that chick they put in there, Amy Coney Barrett,
yeah,
who the Democrats like ripped up.
Right.
She's going to be presiding on the
case. Oh, yeah. So you think
Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
Who had that one girl thing back in the day. So Joe Biden called him a rape monkey.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be presiding on the case. So his only chance is to get it to the Supreme Court and hope that those motherfuckers still hold enough animosity against the Democratic Party and Joe Biden to actually overturn shit or call a re-election or something.
Can you imagine, though?
I don't, not really, but I think that's what he's trying to do. Yeah.
Because worst case scenario, when that does happen, there's not going to be, because, right, I think it was record turnout for voters.
Yeah.
And it was surprisingly close.
Yeah.
Surprisingly close. It was, yeah. And the large amount of, I was looking at it, I'm like, this can't be right. Like, they said the number of votes. I'm like, oh, they must, it was a typo. I'm like, nah, this is real close. And there's a lot of people that came out. They forced a re-election or something like that, the whole Democratic process is, it's like nobody's gonna believe in it anymore.
That's my whole point with what Trump's doing. That's why I think he's kind of an asshole, really, just he's just to bring the discredit. But I would say that I would want it to be transparent.
Yeah,
like, hey, if Joe Biden didn't win, then he didn't win.
Right.
Like, right? Like, I don't know. I don't want him to win despite.
Right.
Right? Like, I want it to be fair. But again, I went and Googled every single election year, and voter fraud is alleged by the losing side. So,
every year.
Every fucking year.
Oh.
Like, I went back to almost like the early 2000s.
Mm.
The case study was only the last 20 years, so the last 5 elections, but still.
And I was going to. I was going to be like, bro, only 2000? Like, then I thought about it. I'm like, fuck, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to think, like, yo, you're only doing like 2 elections. And I'm like, wait a second.
I was in the club. I thought you were doing from when I was a kid. Like, shit.
Like, 20 years ago. That's crazy.
So, the last 5 or so elections, and it's always alleged, right? So, by the losing side, of course, right? Like, fucking fraud. So, it's just something they say, but.
I think Trump it's so polarizing. Yeah, it's so polarizing that so many people eyes on politics now.
I thought Trump was going to win for a minute. It was close. I just thought that in my heart. I was like, this thing is going to win.
Yeah.
Just because, like, so many people, and now he's got all these black people turning, and then he's got, like, all these fucking rich people turning.
It was such a crazy fucking, like, to see my favorite rapper take pictures with him and shit like that. Like, it was such a crazy turn of events.
People are trying to really hate on Weez and cancel him, and I'm just like,
same with Cube too. Yeah,
rich niggas vote. Mm-hmm. See, this is the problem with people. I saw it in a meme, and somebody was like, oh, please let Justin Trudeau get out in the next election, and I promise I will never vote liberal again. And that's the problem. People are not voting for their best interests anymore. They're just beholden to a party, and they almost feel this weird.
They have to.
This weird loyalty. Like, I can never vote. So you're telling me if a Democratic person, a candidate, had better things for your community, you're not going to vote for them because you just refuse to vote
Democrat? Yeah, you have to be Republican.
That's fucked up to me. That's what I was fighting. All the people who are like, I don't know why you're... I'm like, I don't care. Listen, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Both niggas are bad. If you're voting on Trump, if you look me in the face and say, you know what? I'm an Albertan. I fucking want oil. Trump said he's going to push through the Keystone Pipeline, which he did say he was going to try to do. Therefore, I'm voting Trump. I get it.
Right.
If you're just voting him just because he's a Republican, like that to me is not informed voting.
Isn't that kind of what happened this year? Because everybody, not everybody, but the people that basically voted for Biden didn't really vote for Biden. They voted to get against Trump.
The fuck out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it depends. Like when I did a little bit more research, like Trump is like done. Like Trump basically passed laws that made it legal for coal companies to dump their fucking waste in rivers again.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you love the environment, like this dude's fucking evil incarnate. If you don't believe in all that environmental bullshit or don't care because you care about your own family or your own well-being more.
Yeah.
Than the well-being of the others or the earth,
which
I'm sorry, it's kind of
like
know.
A contradiction. Like I know you're just throwing that out there to prove your point, but that's like there's people that actually believe that. Like, well, no, I care about myself, my family, and our future more than I do the environment. Then you got to be like, but bro,
where you living? You're the one with kids. I don't even
you
have
know what
kids.
I'm saying. It's like,
and
yo,
I care about the environment.
You have to care about the environment,
and I don't want to see niggas suffer. Mm-mm. Right? Like that's the whole thing with their outlook. Like I don't agree with. Right? Like. That's why, like, I've come to realize through this whole process, like I told you, that I am left-leaning,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I still consider myself a centrist because I would vote Trump if he had better shit for me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, hey, Keystone Pipeline goes through, oil comes back to Calgary.
We're good.
We're fucking good. So guess what? I might vote for the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, because I just want, like, I'm not saying I will. I would have to.
If we could. That
yeah.
is.
Well, no, because, I mean, we can, right? Like, because Trudeau, the Liberals.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Don't
yeah.
want the pipeline. That's why Trudeau is happy that Biden got in, because Biden is Green New Deal. So that pipeline ain't never going
it's never
through
happening.
Now, right?
Alberta's
like,
fucked.
So, yeah.
But then again.
They weren't getting
Trump
it through
really,
anyways.
Yeah, Trump wasn't getting it through anyways.
No, he
and
couldn't.
He said he wanted to. And he couldn't
I didn't
really
know
it
this
anyways.
Because I thought it was all like Canadian-based shit, but I guess there was like groups of 40,000 protesters like arm in arm. Against that Keystone shit in the States. So it's not just indigenous people against it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's fucking a lot of hippies out there, right? So then I use that word loosely. I just mean people who care about the earth. Like, you don't have to be a hippie to care about the environment. I just using that. So
but most of you people that care about the environment,
like, please subscribe. We don't want to only have the subscribers we have. So,
yeah. Unless you're a hippie.
No. Yeah. But yeah, man, so I don't know. It just depends on what side you fall on the issues and what really benefits your family most, right? So again, Lil Weezy, he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to vote for the guy who's going to tax cuts for the rich. Exactly. I don't know what you want the nigga to do. You want him to vote against his own fortune?
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous what these people expect. That's why I'm like, yo, Lil Weezy ain't bad. Whatever. He wants to run with Trump. Trump lost, or he wants those tax cuts. Yo, some of my favorite scholars were like, well, you know, we've been voting Democrat way too long. And I'm like, yeah, but you're a rich nigga. Like,
yeah,
I get
exactly.
it. When you're rich, you vote for your own interests. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So.
And at the end of the day, I can't see, like, he's an artist. You know what I'm saying? He's a musical artist. You're not going to listen to him because he's his political views? Okay, then you're not. You're not about what music and art actually is about, which is freedom of thought and making your own decisions on shit.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck if the person I listen to is a Democrat or fucking Republican. Do you make good music or no?
Exactly.
Are you eating children? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Apparently Joe Biden's eating children, but shit, you know?
Nah, I don't know.
I'm not getting all on that fucking
Yeah, but wagon. I know, and all the adrenochrome and all that shit where they're bathing in, like, baby's blood or whatever.
That's more of a podcast for those morning
podcasts. Yeah, exactly, where it's like, a lot of that shit, too, I really have just done so much research. If you want to come at me, I have a list of 100 things that Trump did to take away freedoms of speech, rights, fucking environmental shit, going full China, cutting off free speech. Like, to the niggas who think he's so good, I don't care if you voted for him.
Right.
Just don't act like he's the savior and the other guy's the devil.
Right.
They're both the devil.
Yep.
Vote for the devil you like. I don't give a fuck, but just don't act like one's good and one's bad.
You're either going to vote for Satan or you're going to vote for Lucifer. That's the two choices America has.
Just act like that. And tell me your real motivations. Don't just be like, oh, liberals are... No, you want pipelines because that means work for you and your family. That's how you're voting. Okay. So you don't care about the environment. You don't care about certain issues. You don't care about the well-being of maybe the lower downtrodden people of society. Own the shit.
Yeah.
Just own it. Just be like, nah, man, if you don't fucking work, you don't deserve shit. And that's my thoughts. Like, but they want to pussyfoot around that.
I think it's because, A, they're just going with the common narrative that Trump is evil.
Yeah.
And then they'll look up. They're like, and then they're like, okay, but somebody's going to ask me why I don't like Trump.
Yeah.
So they'll just Google, why is Trump evil? Click on the first link, and now you have a whole bunch of key cliff notes for talking points.
Yeah.
That you can just, and they won't argue the shit. They'll just say because it louder than what the other person. Exactly. So it's like when they're having their little debates or whatever the fuck you want to call them.
Yeah.
They're just going to talk louder than the person they're talking to.
Yeah.
In the hopes that they give up. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way it is with Paul. And that's the way some the Biden supporters are too, right? And at the end of the day, if you're a Biden supporter, I've seen a lot of people saying, "Yo, I'm voting for Biden." And you'd be like, "Why?" Because he's not Trump. Okay, cool. You just owned it.
Yeah.
You just owned why you're voting for. I could respect that.
Exactly. But don't try to act like, no, I agree with you.
Well,
100.
His no tax of the da da da. It's like, yo, bro, then at the end of the day, like, if your walls don't look like faux boards, if it's not a piece of fucking gypsum board that looks like planks, you don't have to worry about Joe Biden's tax plan.
Yeah, exactly. Because motherfuckers are getting. That's one of the one thing that made me laugh, like, when they're just like, well, he's cutting taxes. And I'm like,
for
the rich.
Yeah, not for you.
Billionaires who don't give a fuck about you.
Like, exactly.
That's funny that you're like, that's why I'm like, I get some of the stuff like free speech. I get why conservatives are conservatives. Mm-hmm. Like, I see the talking points. And that's why I said I'm a centrist, because you know what? I like guns.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that dumping coal in rivers is wrong. I don't like cancel culture. Like we just said, I'm not going to cancel a rapper because of his beliefs or anything like that. That's dumb shit. I don't have to fucking be this dude's friend. I just like his music. It's art he's expressing. That's his choice. I'm not
and
with that.
Before our core listeners want to start going back to the tapes, we didn't cancel Kanye, number one, but we did drag the shit out of him for doing some stupid shit when he was sucking Trump's dick.
Okay, so first of all, if anybody even wants to come on here and say that we canceled, I will shit in your mouth, because we've never said don't listen to the nigga.
Wait a second.
Yeah. Because we never said don't.
All in your mouth, nigga.
I never said don't listen to Kanye. I never said don't follow him or anything. I said what I see from him, I don't agree with. That's all I said.
Yeah.
I never said fucking burn his tapes. I never tried to cancel him or say what. He's done funny, weird shit.
Yeah.
Everybody will admit it, from the weird facial expressions to the running for president all of a sudden to the slavery was a choice, like, I guess.
And then. I actually watched his interview on the Joe Rogan show in pieces, because that nigga can. I didn't know there's anybody that could talk more than me until fucking Kanye's in the interview. Fuck.
I'd have to watch that for my own self to verify that, because I think that there's a biased eye. But what? I don't.
So
what?
That was petty.
How is that petty?
I don't know. Tell me what you said again. Exactly. I may have like heard
play
it wrong.
Play it for yourself, because you didn't even hear it yet. You played the song. That's the epitome of petty, my
friend.
I
may have heard it wrong, dog. You ain't got to yell. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Took
I just
a week
spirited.
Off, and you came in here eggy.
Exactly.
He came in here spirited.
I had a lot of shit to say.
But a lot of the things now, when you listen to Kanye and you see him talk, you realize this man's head is working faster than his mouth.
Yeah.
And his mouth is really slowing it down. So, but then he comes out, it's like, slavery was a choice. Okay. But when you see the full interview, and then when he comes back finally and it tries to explain what he was saying,
mm-hmm.
what he says makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So he's not talking about
he's just so jumbled.
Yeah, he's so jumbled. So he wasn't even talking about slaves, though, but he's talking about modern day slavery. So people who signed 360 deal contracts,
exactly.
People who da da da. He's talking about, but he made the mistake of comparing that to when the Emancipation Proclamation came out and Juneteenth, when slaves finally found they were free.
Yeah.
And the ones that stayed or wanted to stay with Massa and da da da, and they made the choice to stay there because they were quote unquote the house niggas that were quote unquote comfortable in the house sleeping on the floor like a dog, right?
Yeah.
Because that's all they knew. He's comparing that to the record industry and a whole bunch of things. So that's when he's like, slavery is a choice. And then everybody's like, oh, and I knew.
Yeah. Like,
it's fucked up. And also he's wearing a MAGA hat while saying it. So now people are all like, Kanye, you're this, you're that, you're brainwashed. But again,
tax codes.
Yeah.
Right. Like now it comes clear. I actually start to look a little deeper and I'm like, oh, but he's a rich nigga.
Yeah.
If I was rich, I would vote for whoever wants to tax me the least.
And I know for a fact the person who got on national television during a telethon live to tell the world that George Bush doesn't like black people, it did not tell the world that we were slaves because we chose to be slaves.
Yeah, like obviously this nigga's just talking. And that's, you know what, that's part of a broader point that I have, and that is even when people come at me with talking points, I love it nowadays because I actually do like real research and like meaning – I try to go back and debunk, if I'm going to argue on the side of why I think Joe Biden was the better choice, I'm also going to research why Joe Biden was the worst choice. Because I need to know.
You need comparisons.
And I need to know where I'm coming from. A lot of these people who have these talking points, like you said, they Google why was Trump good, and then they don't even pay attention that it's like Turning Point USA or Breitbart or any of those extreme right wing motherfuckers. And that's where you're getting your information.
The people who make the best debaters, the best conversationalists, gather their knowledge of what they're against first. And then they go to gather the knowledge for what they're for.
Exactly.
And in some cases, they may not even go to that debate because they may gather so much knowledge of what they're against and they see like, oh, I was wrong. You know what I'm saying?
I've done that before, right? Like I've done that lots and been like, you know what? Maybe I was hasty. Like I've turned on certain things fuck. I remember I was like one of the niggas who was like fuck BLM for a second there because they did a great job on me, but now you know I'm not 100% with it, but not fuck them, you know what I mean? Like I just do more research, find out more things, and then things click. Like why things are the way they are, right? Like you just think if you don't look past what's happening, then you're always just gonna think this weird face value. And I've said that to people who are trying to argue with me and they're like, oh, I don't understand why you're so liberal. Like, why do you? And I'm like, no, you don't get it. I'm saying they both suck. Look at both.
Yeah.
If all you're going to read is fucking Breitbart articles, you're never going to get the other perspective. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's you're never going to get it. And it's like on Breitbart, Kyle Rittenhouse was just trying to save businesses. And then you go to like. Liberal news and they're just like Kyle Rittenhouse was a murderer, white nationalist. Like if you only read the one, you would just go with that. Like that's why these people are so dragged by these narratives. It's like you guys like, hey, I watch fucking like I actually watch Turning Point and Breitbart. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because I want to see what they're saying. Mm-hmm. I want to see if I agree with it. And if I don't, then I need to come up with points why or else it's a good point. Like I don't know what to fucking say. Like you can't say every point they've ever brought up was garbage.
Right.
You know what I mean? So let's see why those points. And again, like sometimes you just have to take everything in the two ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it definitely even more so, you got to take everything with two ways, try and meet in the middle, take a third way. That's a little to the one side, a little to the other side. Yeah. But I think that comes with the problem with the U.S. having a 2-party system where people are brainwashed into a black and white thinking for major things or people's as soon as election time happens in the States, nobody can be anywhere except this and that. So you're trying to tell me that you believe everything that this party's doing or everything that party's doing, you're not going to sway or anything like that. Where in Canada, you have motherfuckers, what they call it, crossing the floor all the time.
Yeah.
You're always watching that. And you're like, this, someone from the New Democrats just went over to the NDP because that is New Democrats.
They were just like,
went over to the other one. And they're like, I don't agree with anything they're doing now.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I'm out, right? Like, you turn. And that's why sometimes, you know, like, you can win the popular vote, but then some of those Democratic people you voted in are just like, Trump.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's why Trump won. Even though it was all Democrat run, right? Trump still won because a couple of those Democrat motherfuckers were like, let's try something new, right? Because that the Electoral College. So, it's...
Now, I was going to say that they just want a black person out, but he was already on his second term, which is the last
term.
Who,
Obama's?
Yeah.
He was on a second term. And again, I look deeper into that, and there's actual, like, articles of people who came and said that they've literally... refused to let anything Obama do pass through.
Just because he was black?
Exactly. Wow. Not because he was black.
Right.
But they just say because they just didn't want to see any of his shit pass through. They don't say because he's black. But exactly, right? So it's just really interesting. And like when people don't really understand things, it's funny too. Because I was like scrolling on Facebook and fucking I saw some little argument or something. You know, some people we know well.
Yeah.
Who are conservatives, I guess, like half their talking points are horrible and the things they say are so misinformed it's hard to believe that you're anything but a ranting, raving lunatic at this point, and I would love to debate you at any moment.
And we talk about the master debaters?
Yeah, the master. We're talking about, yeah. Okay. So anyways, one dude is like, he's in there and he's like, oh, well, Democrats want socialism, which fucking good luck with an economy then. And so I was like,
your impressions kill me, fam. I love your impressions.
No, and I'm like, doggy, you do realize that even the furthest socialist person at this point understands that a slice of capitalism has to be in that market. Mm-hmm. There is no socialist who thinks everything should be owned by the government. Like, so if that's your talking point, you're fucking wrong and you don't understand what you're even talking about. And now I'm starting to realize, like, as I'm becoming more mature in the political space, a lot of these dudes are immature with these hot takes. Like, mm-hmm. they really don't even know. They're like, oh, socialism. Good luck having businesses. And I'm like, you do realize that's true socialism nowadays. They would never go back to a Nazi regime where it's like the government owns everything and cuts off the people, or like Venezuela. Like, they would just never do that. It didn't work.
Yeah.
People are dumb. So they understand that there has to be capitalism. Like, it's a part of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how big of a part does it have to play in America? It's full-fledged capitalism. That's all it is. And you're seeing
the downfall of it,
right? Because quid pro quo and how politics works. Like, the way politics work is I donate a bunch of money to you to run, and then guess what? You're going to then push through shit to allow me to dump coal
into the ocean,
into rivers, right? Like, that's what you have to fucking do. That's how you play the game. That's why wealth, I'm almost starting to get to a point where racism is economic.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just 100%. Economic. Like, yo, who can we lock up? Because they're such a minority. Let's just lock them up. Fucking put in laws. Keep them down. Who's going to do the shit jobs? Who's going to be in the prisons for the slave labor? Like, I don't really even think it's about, like, niggas can't do what we can do.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean,
there is some people. I'm not saying there's not outliers, but I'm saying in a general sense.
The U.S. was built off of economic racism. I mean, that's what slavery was.
Exactly. That's all
what
it
the
was.
Railroad was with the Chinese. Like, that's exactly what it was. Economic racism.
Yeah. And so, you know, I feel like black people need to learn how to play the game. We need to start getting wealth. We need to stop buying Gucci belts. We need to stop buying and actually get some motherfuckers who can build wealth so that we can create conglomerate businesses where we are captains of industry. Not this motherfucker let me be the golden CEO, but he's still the owner. We need to own it.
Yeah.
So that we can go to politicians and be like, here, man, I'm going to give you $6 million for your campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to pass a law that says no more three strikes, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what. And if you don't, then there will be no campaign for money for you next time come around.
Yeah.
That's a quid pro quo system. That's how politics works. So without that money, you're just never going to move forward. And that's just the reality of it.
But I mean, that's why they're putting in 5G towers to kill everybody.
Yeah, because, you know, like, kings don't need subjects to rule. They just want to kill everybody. And then who makes your fancy cars and who, like,
who drives them?
Yeah. Like,
who buys them and drives them?
You know what? On a sec, this is a completely separate point. We'll get back to the topics, but I thought this was interesting. Did you know that presidents get, I didn't know this, but U.S. presidents actually get their licenses taken away.
Oh,
and
so
they're
can't
given
drive?
A drive-in detail for the rest of their lives.
Oh.
Because I was watching something about with Obama, and he was like, whoa, one of the things I miss the most is driving.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because you just can't drive anymore.
Why? That's weird.
So I you know what? I wanted to look deeper into that. I only heard that, and I was like, why?
Maybe it's because you're too much of a target.
Yeah,
you're
like you just can't, or you don't want to get into an accident or be your fault, or I don't get why.
That's crazy.
That's interesting. That's something I want to look into more. But when I heard about that, I was like, oh, shit, so they can't drive.
Yeah, that's
and I
crazy.
Guess that's why I was watching something and they were showing some footage where the Secret Service was like flipping out because Obama like took off on a golf cart.
Oh, he can't even drive a golf cart.
No, nigga can't drive.
I want to know, like, it, taking away the president's license is purely,
like, you ain't getting nowhere.
Yeah, but
you ain't getting away.
That's just like you can't get, like, bro, it's the president. That's purely like, what do you call it when you're like just making an example of something? It's like purely just for looks. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Because
it's like you take away license, it's like, oh, I'm not going to drive again. Like, if you imagine he takes the car still
yeah.
and gets pulled over, what are they going to say? Oh, sorry, we're taking Obama to jail? No.
And you know what? I guess to a degree, and I don't know why, and I'm going to do a little bit more research because supposedly it's for life. Mm. But during your term, I guess,
you're not
how
driving,
would it look yeah. if they were just like, hey, man, where's Obama? Yeah. Oh, we don't know. He's not answering his
He's
phone.
Gone.
Like, he took off. He said he was going to go grab some Newports.
Right.
Like, like,
he just said, I've had it. I'm done. I can't do this no more.
I need to go drive into the mountains. Like, you can't just disappear, nigga. Like, we got to drive you so that there's always a secret. It's like, yeah, all right, well, I have eyes yeah. on Obama.
That's like, hilarious. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll be right back. I'm going to go get some Newports.
Yeah.
Pull out the White House.
Fucking goes, fucks a bitch. Well, he's been gone for 4 hours. Check the hospitals. Is the president there? Like, it's so crazy. Like, no wonder. You can't. Like,
well, someone I guess came in, but I didn't know it was him because he didn't have his ID.
Like, yeah, like, well, they can imagine getting robbed on the road and just, like, get carjacked.
Right?
President needs a ride because he just got carjacked. Like,
president
I guess I
stuck
can
in
see.
Newark, New Jersey.
In traffic.
Trying to get through.
The
like, he's walking.
Surrounding his car. Like, I guess.
Got to get to the subway to yeah. get back to his house or something. It's like
I guess
the Warriors.
I see some of the I don't know why after he's not president, but yeah. maybe they just want to maintain the integrity of former presidents. That was the best
being
I could come
driven
up
around.
With.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
But still, could you imagine? You're driving down the I-80
mm-hmm.
and you look and there's Obama in a fucking Clark Griswold style station wagon
yeah,
with
just
his family
like,
on a trip road trip. You're like, or Jimmy Carter. You're like, huh?
Yeah, he's just like fucking with the wood panel shit.
Yeah.
The wood panel station wagon.
On his
just,
way
yeah,
to fucking
like,
the Grand
work.
Canyon. No.
It don't work.
Okay, so I was going to go into a next subject, but we're at the hour mark. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Question is, okay, so if you ask, so you're on a date, with you're out with Shorty, Netflix and chilling style. You dig
work.
What I'm saying? And then you try and hit Shorty up, be like, yo, let's get down, da-da. She's like, no, I'm not in the mood. I don't wanna have sex. No, it's too soon, da-da, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, cool, you're watching the movie. But throughout the night, you're pressuring her, you're rubbing on her, you're kissing her up, and she's kissing you back, of course. It's all
mm-hmm.
one, da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And you finally put the pressure on her enough to where she says yes.
Okay.
Now, is that rape? There's a narrative going on that this is a form of rape. And I wanted to get a dude's point of view on this. Because
yeah.
a dude that just doesn't believe all women.
Yeah. I don't think it's rape because I didn't force you to do anything.
Right.
If you felt that pressure, if you are that easy to sway,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how you get through life. Like, here's a bridge to sell
force.
You. Yeah, like, if I physically, nothing, if you pushed me off and I pursued, I get it. If you're going to say that there was some like heavy intimidation
mm-hmm.
where I was just like, yo, I'll fucking you punch you up, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like fucking kick
even
you
making
like
that
kick
shit
a shepherd,
up,
nigga.
Sounds
just,
like you don't
face anything. Like just get all contorted.
Fuck.
Scared.
Punch face, bitch.
Yeah. Like, so if that's the case, like intimidation or anything, but if I'm just trying to get pussy and you
yeah.
give in, you could go home at any time. Like no one's stopping you from just getting up.
Yeah.
But if you're like, well, no, I wanted to finish the blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you wanted to finish the blunt and you got dick. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, just leave. Or
what
tell
about just the tip then? If you like just the tip and she finds this, yeah, this is the tip. You get the tip in there and you slowly creep it in there. Is that right? If it's more than the tip.
No, because if she set parameters, because
right.
then where does it end, right? She could be like, only grab my titties. And then you grab her pussy and you're like, oh, I was just grabbing shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there it has to be a line.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I've always, okay, so the thing is that I'm going to be honest, like, my mom from a very young age, I'm an only child, and my mom from a very young age was always like, honey, you do know that when girls say no, no means no. So
yeah.
from the very beginning, I've always been like, oh, no, no means no.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I don't know. If she said just the tip, I stuck the tip in, and then I tried to go a little deeper, and she said, no, I would just stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, right? Like, now, again, if she said just the tip and you push further, now you're violating,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I feel like, see, but it's, so it's, if you're rubbing on her and she gives in, that's not rape. But if you're rubbing on her titties and she says stop, then you're sexually assaulting her, right? So,
well,
I'm
if
not
you're rubbing
say-
on her titties and she says stop, and you continue to rub on her titties.
Yes. Then, yeah, that's exactly what I mean, yeah. Right? So we'd have to assume that that'd be like rubbing on titties, like the tip, and she said, don't go further, and you did. Well, then you kind of pushed the line in my
But you don't go further, you did, and then she lets you.
And well, then, she, I mean.
And then she's like, okay, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's so if you, the part so if I get just the pressure. Tip in, and she's just like, oh, because you know how, and then you're like, yeah. Shit, what, should I stop here? And she's like, no, fuck, just do it.
Yeah.
And then you do it, and then later, that no. You said go.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
have to give clear red signals in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, and that's where, and again, slippery slope. So there was a point where me, the very act of me hitting on you now.
Is considered is assault, sexual assault.
That's fucking dumb. How do I find.
Harassment.
I can, yeah, like, really? Because if I ask one time and you say no thank you. And I go about my business. I didn't fucking do anything wrong.
There was a dude at my old work who almost got fired. Took it to HR and everything because he had a crush on the girl and they were cool. They were friends. And after after a mm-hmm. period of time of, I guess you'd call it courtship and, saying, and building that up, he asked her out to dinner.
Yeah.
And she took that as an unwanted sexual advancement. And went, and they had went through this whole thing, and yeah, he almost got fired.
So again, let's set out some parameters. Is it against job policy to date people in the workplace?
Not at that place, no.
So then
if it was a manager, because there's conflict of interest. Okay, yeah,
there's
these were two
tiers.
Same level.
If they're two same level and there's no rules, that's fucking dumb, and I'm glad
stupid,
he only
right?
almost got fired.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking dumb. Right now, if there's certain jobs that say, hey,
no fraternizing.
So
yeah,
even
yeah.
asking someone out, you just broke rules.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to. I know.
And you know the rules.
Yeah.
Right?
You sign the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they usually give you like a little pamphlet. Because I know you worked for a big corporation and I did too at one point.
Yeah.
And there's like a fucking book.
There's a
like,
book.
You think it's like you go to your little fucking Radio Shack job. They hand you like a fucking post-it note and you write, I promise on it. Like these motherfuckers are giving you books.
And
with
test,
like,
they test you every 6 months on workplace
to make sure
conduct.
You still know it.
Yes.
Because you can't, because what's the word I'm looking for? Not naivety, but ignorance
it's
is
not
a defense.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Like, so
I didn't know. Yes, the fuck you did.
You did because we tested you on it every 3 months. So nice try, motherfucker. But yeah, if it's not against the workplace rules and you just ask out once.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? How are you supposed to know?
Too. Like, it was like. People were breaking off in the factions, like the fucking
because they were just with her and against
yeah,
her,
and against
like,
and with him.
But I don't get how you're with her. Like what? Like I was like, hey, fuck, man, we've been chilling like pretty good. Would you ever want to catch a movie? Oh my god! Like
yeah.
really? Like how am I now? Again, if he was badgering her and that part of the story didn't come out,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times we don't hear about the fact that he said, "Well, come on, why not? Come on, fuck, come on, it'd be good. I'll give you this dick." Like, fucking send, like, I don't know the extent.
Just pure simping, though.
Yeah,
yeah
like,
yeah,
it just
simping.
Depends, right? Like, if he was doing that, well, then, yeah, you're bugging me, buddy. I said no already. But if he was just like, hey, you have a really nice girl. I've seen you around, and I was just wondering if you wanted to go catch a bite. And she was like, you know what? No, thank you. And you were just like, hey, cool. Mm-hmm. And walk away? That, she should, like, where's the complaint?
That's what I'm saying. And I think.
It's too fucking much.
We've gotten to a point in society where there is. Like, there's that believe all women culture, which I'm not saying discredit any woman, but don't believe all anybody, number one.
I'm saying right now, discredit a bitch.
Yeah.
I've been fucking lied to. Like,
I've
to
been
my
lied
dead
to
my
and
fucking
lied on.
Face. So anybody who thinks bitches don't lie, that's a fucking funny joke to me. Everybody's human. Dudes lie, but girls don't now because what? They just bend truths and we lie. Like, get the fuck out of here with that
right?
shit.
Right? But I'm not, if a woman says so-and-so did such and such.
Well, then we got to investigate it.
Yeah,
it
has to be investigated.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I'm not just
going
to brush it off and discredit what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not
but
just going to
say,
bitch.
I'm not just going to jump into it and be
were
like,
were you wearing
yo,
that
yeah.
outfit when it happened? Because you
yeah.
were asking for it.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm
no
not
one's
gonna
going
be on that
stupid. No,
but I'm
no,
not
no,
going
to no,
be
no.
on some, oh, let's go kill this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I don't know what went down. There's investigations.
Exactly.
And who is she speaking on? Because all the people I keep around me and close to me,
yeah,
yourself included, I know their character.
Yeah, so you better...
You know what I'm saying? Like, over years of conducting yourself in such a pattern,
yeah.
If someone came to me and was like, yo, I was at this party the other night, and yo, I don't rape this girl. Da da da. I'd be like, okay, bro. And I go about my business. I come to you, and be like, you know what? This motherfucker
saying you raping bitches out here. I want you to know that.
Yeah, you need to. Like, know. I don't that's think wasn't it's their true message at all. I wouldn't believe anybody because I know your character.
Yeah, no,
you're not that. You're not a simp. You don't even. You're like me. We barely chase our liquor, let alone to chase a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, man. Yeah. Hey, I've always said this. I say this to every girl. Fucking, if you tell me to leave you alone, you will never hear from me again.
Yeah.
That's just how I am. Unless it's like 10 years down the road and it's like, hey, how have you been? You know, like the check. But I will never fucking bother a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be at home, can't sleep, can't eat, hurt. And I'm never going to just be like, please. Like, no.
I've stopped drinking because of that shit. Because you know you get drunk.
Yeah, because you do the drunk.
And you'd be like, listen, you want some future shit. I know you don't want me to talk to you again.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that, you know what I'm saying? But
let me rewind here. I don't want to make it sound like I'm just this fucking like super gangster who's just like hard. Like, I'm not saying I'm not like pining to talk to people or like I don't try certain things or I haven't in the past. I'm just saying
you
nowadays.
You ain't putting the pressure. Yeah, even now it's
I just feel like, you know what? If you don't want to fuck with me, you know what?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's
like,
you.
I don't know. Like.
Well, we're not in high school. We're not all Twitter-pated in butterflies exactly in the heart and being like, yo, but I really like her. Maybe if I brought her flowers and I went through my Steve Urkel phase.
We all did
when I was
that's
a kid.
Why
you know what I'm saying?
I'm not coming out here like I'm fucking super nigga. Like I've been like that, and I'm not going to lie. Like, even in my last relationship, I fought that urge. I'm not saying it's not there to just be like, well, a chance? Can we have a chance at this or something? But I'm going to be honest, like, every woman who has ever come back, like, who I've ever rekindled with, it's always just, I just left them alone, and it was because of that. Like, the more you bug, I feel like you only do
well,
yourself
losing,
worse.
Yeah, exactly. And they have to be losing some kind of respect for you.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's a very thin line between the chase and the fight to keep what you have. And the okay, go off and do you.
I'll
da,
do anything.
Da. Yeah,
as like, soon as
I'll
you get
anything
to the I'll
you
do
get to
anything,
that
then
shit.
It's like,
yeah.
Well, nigga,
down
you're
now,
not, it's not going to be good because as soon as you do anything I don't like, I know for a fact that you're dying for me.
And
sorry, did I pee?
No. I was just checking to make sure it didn't look like it was moving. And as soon as you tell a bitch I'll do anything, it translates to you'll let me do anything.
Exactly. Yo, almost to the point where sometimes even forgive, like, I'm a very forgiving, kind person, and I have to fight forgiving everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not lying, because I literally just want to be like, you know, man, maybe he just wanted to do that, or you know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm like, yo, then they just think they can do it. And I've never seen different.
I'm with that on everything. Even you were like, even with Nietzsche. You're like, okay, just cut him some slack, da da da. Remember? Because it was like, yo, one time, and I'm like, no, cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, for real? I'm like, yeah, bro, da da da, right? And the circumstances were a piss off and everything like that, and I wasn't mad at the dude. I wasn't mad past that day.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, it wasn't reliable, so da da da, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, bro, I'm like, no. It's like, but it's one time. You can't just have, no chance. Yeah. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, after a while, I'm like, maybe I should start giving people more chance.
Yeah, but then how
you know
many
what I'm
more
saying?
Weeks?
But you fighting,
Like, what? Because honestly, there is something where I'm not gonna bring up like dirt, but the point is that you sometimes will invite more of the same behavior, right?
Exactly.
Because now you're accepting it.
People will treat you the way you allow them to treat you.
So sometimes you do have to put your foot down, man. And I've learned to do that now and just be real with it and just be like, you know what, guys, this ain't gonna not.
And
gonna
it's
work
not even
like this.
And it's and I believe. On the side of our side, that would take away some of the animosity. Because if you're just like, okay, you know what, this isn't gonna work, I'm gonna go out and do my thing, da da da. Whereas if you keep giving somebody chances and they keep letting you down, there's gonna be some kind
more and more anger until I hate you because you've disrespected me time and time again. Like, let's just fucking get what it is from the beginning.
And the Dr. Phil would say, you don't hate him, you hate yourself. Because you keep letting that motherfucker keep doing this and doing it and doing it. And now you're mad. You ain't mad at that motherfucker. You're mad at yourself. That's
exactly.
That's my deep moment. I need a...
That was deep.
More, you know.
Nee, nee, nee. Yeah, exactly.
I need one of those. You know exactly where I'm at.
Yeah.
109. Do you have a Today in Hip Hop History?
I don't. But I can look one up quick.
Yeah, let's look one up quick. I'm going to look one
up
quick.
All right.
We here at the I Want All the Smoke podcast have made it a life's work to give you the most entertaining, most dangerous, and most hard-hitting podcast in the history of podcasting. But we can't do it alone. For as little as $2.99 per month, you can become a supporter of the I Want All the Smoke podcast. That very small donation can help us bring you better content, better visuals, and blow these other podcasts out the water with real numbers. That's right, only $2.99 per month. If you want to be a supporter, all you got to do is go over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke and click on Become a Supporter. We also have different tiered memberships from gold to platinum to get you exclusives, merchandise, and a whole bunch of other goodies. So head over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke or iwantallthesmokepodcast.com and click on Become a Supporter. Remember, wouldn't you like to help a podcast like us? And we're back.
So you got that hip hop moment? It's the magic of, I was going to say the magic of television. Magic of radio.
Magic of radio. I do. All right.
Do you want me to spit first?
Or? Yes, hit your first.
All right. My Today in Hip Hop History is going to be Russell Tyrone Jones, better known as Old Dirty Bastard, died November 13th, 2004. Fucking. Yo, like I said, I've said it before many a times, man. That Woo shit, that really revolutionized like my hip hop listening and love and fucking. I don't know, man. Like I can't remember what year that came out, but it's not like I was like yamming Nad Pussy yet or nothing. But I just remember one ODB line that I used to love when he's just like, I don't know. He said something. He's like,
pussy.
Yeah, because he's
but
like,
I ate a little pussy.
He's like, taste the shit, taste it again. I like it. And I was always like, oh shit, niggas eating pussy. Like I don't know why. Just as a kid, it's like
that. Yo, that was, yo. That tape I had, dun, that tape, dun, I took dun, it everywhere.
Dun, yeah, that, and even that, remember that one song, She Was a Cool, I know, but it was, I can't remember, even remember any of it, but it was super the fucking dope.
George Brown is there.
I always remember too the fucking the fucking the video when it's just like, baby, come on, can I get a Wu-Tang, and the way they just sway, I was like, this is some cool shit, nigga. Yeah, man, rest in peace, ODB. Fucking
yeah,
that nigga was living for real and fucking went out from it.
Yeah, man, ODB was. That was my dude. This dude, what'd he do? He was on the run, saved a bunch of kids from a burning car or something like that, and then busted on stage at the Source Awards to let everybody know that Wu-Tang is for the children.
Yeah.
And then did something at and then gave shoes to an orphanage or something? Yeah, like all in one day or something?
Yeah, he's fucking... Yo, that was just a tumultuous storied life.
If you ever want pure comedy and one of the most entertaining stories, look up the story of ODB's studio session for Mariah Carey's.
I have one? Read that. Yeah,
my
I was
God,
like, this thing
is
on
funniest shit I've ever. And he got paid.
Yeah,
he didn't care. Mariah Carey, he didn't care. He hustled the shit out of the management.
It was
and
great.
She still loved him till the day he died. Yeah, like,
cause that's a real nigga, man.
Yeah, Mariah Carey's a hood bitch. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, she's totally hood. She looks it.
My Today in Hip Hop History.
But you know why she is not hood?
What?
Because her and Eminem dated and she didn't fuck him?
Nah.
That's whack. I feel like hood bitches
pussy. Yeah, give up pussy, but I feel like she simped him. Like, didn't he, like, prematurely ejaculate or something like that?
Well, they dry humped.
Yeah.
Well, that's not premature.
Have you came from dry humping?
No.
That's my point. It's premature.
No.
You're supposed to come in and around some pussy.
Well, he was around it. It just had layers between it.
A bunch of layers. Like,
dude,
how you come
a bunch. This thing is just like acting like a quilt was folded up.
Bro, you got jeans, whatever she's wearing, plus drawers.
Okay, you're right. There was more than two, but
I would.
She ain't wearing drawers.
Bro, I'd have Mariah Carey looking like J-Lo in the 2000s before Shine shot up the club.
Do you think Mariah Carey's pussy ever stinks?
That's a good question. I feel like her
pussy. Like, do rich bitches sometimes are just like, woof.
They
have to. They're human.
I don't know. They're human. But I feel like Mariah Carey's pussy just like when she opens it up, the sun shines.
Yeah, like, you know those fucking devil magic shit where it's like the legs are open and niggas are just enamored?
Nobody can hit those high notes and not have, like, a tight pussy.
What if she's just looking like a fucking wet roast beef sandwich when she takes off her shit? Like, because you just, you never know. Well, I'm sure she would have gotten that, like.
You know what, though?
We about to hear some shit. I just want y'all to know that we about to hear some shit.
In my earlier days, I actually, not wet roast beef sandwich, but I actually, like, saw some pussy that did have the extra, a little bit more
labia
than usual.
Mm-hmm.
The pussy wasn't loose.
No, because that's why I said she might have that. It doesn't mean that she's like a slut. Some people just have different
physiology. Yeah, it was physiology. It was actually good pussy.
Nice. Well, yeah, it was just, it was like a fucking
just extra labes.
Yeah. Mad labes, kid. It was like a fucking beef and cheddar.
Like a Reuben.
This nigga was like Wendy's. Or no, what is it?
Arby's.
Arby's.
We had that last night. Yeah, Arby's last night while we were gaming.
I don't know why, but Arby's is always like, I love it going in, and I just wish I loved it as much after. Coming out? Not coming out, just after.
Like how you feel?
Yeah. Like I never am like, yeah. I'm always like, ugh.
I was going to order some fast food before you came, and then I'm like, nah, I'm definitely not going to, my energy just levels go down and shit.
Yeah.
So I just made a couple of sandwiches.
There you go, man. Fuck, saving that money.
Yeah, do you think
Mariah Carey's pussy stinks? Building. What's that?
Do you think Mariah Carey's pussy stinks?
I think just like every chick, there's once in a while that you're just like, could be better, but I don't think, I don't think it would ever stop me.
I
mean, I'm not with Mariah or Carey, but I just mean, like, if I was her man.
I just feel like she has that extra sense of wealth where she takes extra care of her shit.
Like there's just, like, eucalyptus leaves stuffed in it and
you
shit.
You know how, like, old women put their feet in the foot bath?
Yeah.
I feel like she just, like, rests her ass and her pussy in a bath of fucking eucalyptus.
Yeah, but one nigga said it best when it's like, you could, like, soak your ass in a tub of bleach.
Yeah.
For like an hour, go up one flight of steps and your stinks. Booty hole smells like booty again. Like, I don't think, if you're human, you're human.
My Today Hip Hop History, The Far Side released their second album, Lab Cabin, California. I've Sound never been able to.
Lab Cabin, California.
There you That's go. The Lab one with Cabin,
drop?
California. Yeah, drop. Running Away.
Oh, yeah. Can't keep running away.
I think that was their biggest hit off of that one. I think that's what put Farside to. It's a classic album.
It is. And actually, do you ever remember that one song was called Why Is It Gotta Be Like That? And it had like a JD remix. Why Is It Gotta Be Like That?
No.
Like
that sounds
that.
Like.
Oh, that's a good ass track. You'd like it.
ABC or something.
Yeah, no, it's. It was
Farside. I fucks with Farside. I like Farside.
Yeah.
So that's my Today in Hip Hop History. It's not
Today in
Hip Hop
History.
In depth as the I don't have any Farside stories.
I don't have any. I listen to Farside sometimes.
Yeah.
Like that's as deep as it goes.
That's about it. And the drop video is a classic.
That this one. Is the song I was talking about. That's where I got the See, I listen to weird shit and beats. I've learned that.
You do.
But anyways, I don't want to get us. I don't want to get us cut or nothing.
You recite them wrong.
I do. But I would. I'm gonna taste some.
Again. I like it. Other than that, want to give a shout out to Step Brothers Pod.
Word up, you know Step Brothers.
Step Brothers always looking out for us. We're looking out for Step Brothers. They drop. They have a new co-host, and I forgot her name. But
is she the one who was in the bar, like in the barber chair in that
post?
That's her.
Yeah, that's her. That's your new co-host, Filipina.
Aight.
Steph, they just get Steph in trouble. Like you just can't be having fat ass Asians in your house all the time.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this podcast it just wouldn't fly.
Nah, if she came home, there's a fat ass Asian in here
or any kind of fat ass co-host, nigga.
Yeah, there'd be a fight.
Yeah,
my girl would be throwing it down.
Yeah,
unless it was like one of her friends. No, still be fighting.
No, well, yeah.
No, it'd be cool. Be cool.
Depends on which friend from some of the stories you be telling.
True. Stop.
With what?
Shh.
You tell them online, nigga.
Do you have any?
Go to F20.
Do you have
any? It's like, nigga, act like it's a secret. Stitcher.
Oh, shit. My God. Do you have any shout outs?
I just want to give a shout out to the usual people. I do want to give a shout out to my man. I can't give him too much of a shout out, but he really came through with me on that PS5.
I want my Xboxes, nigga.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit him up for them Xboxes for the next, because we need to get you them shits ASAP.
We got mad trade-ins, too.
Are you checking in, like, all the time?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. Because no.
I'm on different websites and stuff like that, but I'll give them a shout Monday.
Yeah.
As far as my, or actually, fuck. Where can they find you, nigga?
Oh, yeah, word. You can find me on all streaming platforms under Idol. You know what I mean? Check it out. I got a little EP I put out, Idol X Jack Mills Hazmat.
There you go.
Also got an Idol X Will Hayes Productions coming up. We're going to be working on that. So make sure
you go.
Follow that shit. You can catch me on all social media platforms that you
have.
Do with an at symbol at Idolverse. That's on that. And then on Facebook, just hit me up on Idol, man. I'm trying to put up some funny memes and shit. Try to keep people engaged, you know, put up some freestyles and whatnot. Yeah. Where can they find you, my man?
You can find me on all social media platforms. I am at I am Will Hayes. You can find I Want All the Smoke, the original Smoke podcast. Yes. The original Smoke.
Check the fucking
Call
dates.
Me Mr. Chimney.
Check the dates, motherfuckers. We know y'all, everybody else isn't.
Exactly. If you think we're going to switch up just because of that, fuck it.
Nah,
we'll be here
coming for
after
your
that
neck.
Shit.
You can buy the fucking, you can buy the Twitter name off of us, motherfucker. 10 milli.
Exactly.
Each cash, unmarked, untaxed.
Word.
American dollars.
Word.
Anyways, all the smoke pod on Twitter, _ I Want All the Smoke on Instagram, or just search for I Want All the Smoke anywhere else. I Want All the Smoke podcast.com is our website. That's where you can get all the latest episodes. You can check out our merch site, which I have been slacking on, but we'll get back into it. And other than that, I think that is it.
Nice, man. That was a good show.
It was.
Shout out to all the people who are listening. You know what I mean? Shout out to the president-elect, Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden.
Exactly. Sleepy Joe. Jim Crow Joe. Jim Crow Joe Biden fucking is the next president, so.
Locking niggas up since 1992.
Exactly. So let's just see what happens. Let's see if Trump can actually mount something. But yeah,
I guess
that's about it.
And with that, we out this motherfucker.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.